I was first diagnosed in October 2009, so nearly a year ago. But prior to that, I think I had symptoms for probably 5 to 6 years. And, I had a number of symptoms, and it took me quite a long time before I got referred to Moorfields. And once I was at Moorfields, it took me about a year before a diagnosis was confirmed of birdshot. So even when I was in the system, it took me a long time to get diagnosed.
When you finally came to Moorfield, the diagnosis was made after a year of investigations and medication was prescribed to you. That medication, can you talk us through a little bit how that affects your life today?
When I was first put on medication, I was put on quite a high dose of steroids, 40 milligrams. I was put on azathioprine as well, an immunosuppressant. It was very tough. The steroids really took it out of me. I was taking them not as one dose, I was taking them throughout the day, which apparently I shouldn't have been doing, but it made no difference to the treatment. But I had insomnia, I wasn't sleeping at night, I felt kind of poorly because of the azathioprine and steroids, so I was always very tired. My concentration was very poor, so when I was at work, if somebody was talking to me about whatever, my work would get really disrupted and I couldn't then pick up the thread again. So I waited complete days at work with just written off. My ability to concentrate was very poor. So I had to change my style of working. The way I took notes, the way I wrote things down, the way I planned my time had a very big effect. And I became incredibly puffy in the face, very sluggish, eating the whole time. It was winter, a hard winter, steroids. I just kept eating biscuits. I became half man, half biscuit after a while.
Then gradually
the dosage was reduced and I began to feel better.
Can you explain a little bit to me, how long time did it take from you said that you felt that you were really down till you started being in control again of this process of medication, till you felt that the medication was not affecting you to that extent?
I think when the steroids were reduced to about half the dosage, I began to feel more in control of my life and the disease. So I think it was very much steroid related.
Can you comment a little bit on how this affected your family?
I haven't told my family what my diagnosis. I've told them I've got an eye condition and that I need to take steroids. If you're losing my eyesight, it's not a big issue.
Can you tell me a little bit about how this affects your daily living?
I'm not really affected. A side effect of the steroids is I'm developing a cataract in one of my eyes. That's affected my reading quite a lot. But if I go to the cinema or if I'm driving, I use my right eye, which at the moment is fine. But I don't read as much as I used to, which is a shame. And if I have to read, I just make it for work purposes only. And sometimes I have to use a magnifying glass as well, because my eye, which is most affected, is my reading eye.
Can you comment a little bit on how your work situation has been with the condition?
My employer has been fantastic. I've had lots of time off for hospital appointments, for blood tests. It hasn't affected my work at the moment. They've been very understanding and very supportive. And I can't say better than that, really.
When you're medicated, do you do any other things to keep yourself well?
Well, I take vitamin D supplements. It may be beneficial to me, so I'm doing it. I've had my vitamin D levels tested, so I try and keep them within a certain range. I do exercise to reduce my weight. I go to the gym on a regular basis. I do walks. I drink less alcohol, and I'm more fussy about my food. And I've joined a Buddhist meditation center, so I try and do meditation 2 or 3 times a week. Because I find it helpful, but that doesn't make me a Buddhist.
Tell me a little bit about what choices you have felt that you have had in the medication regime. How much saying did you have to going on an aggressive medication? How much saying did you have to going on a not so aggressive? Did you have a saying whether you wanted to be medicated?
My view is that if a doctor tells you to take medication, you take it. Whether it agrees with you or not, or you struggle with it, and you just keep at it until you really can't cope, and it's only then when you go back to the doctor and say, look, it's not working. So however bad it was, I always stuck with it. And that's just my personal view. I I trust the doctor. You know, even if I feel half dead, I will stick with it until he tells me otherwise. I don't negotiate my medication.
If you could change anything in the experience that you have had with the NHS, from you started having symptoms till you got medicated, investigated, and a concrete diagnosis was made, is there anything that you would like to change?
But not really. I think the NHS has been very good to me. I've got a few complaints about opticians. I don't think opticians necessarily take people very seriously all the time. They promote themselves as being the first people to detect diseases even before you've got any symptoms. In my experience, they tend to be slightly dismissive of people with birdshot symptoms. My only thing I would say is that when somebody's breaking the news to you that you've got birdshot, my experience was that said, "No, you've got birdshot, very sorry for the diagnosis," and then he shook my hand, sorry about the bad news, and that was it. And I didn't really have very much more information. And I think when you get a traumatic diagnosis, it might be useful to be referred on to somebody else or to have that information available.
So are you saying that you should have been told more about the actual facts of the disease and possibly be referred to a support group? Is that what I understand you are suggesting?
Essentially, yes. If they say, this is a long-term condition, you're not going to lose your sight immediately, but the chances are that you could, you might want to speak to the Royal National Institute of the Blind or another support group, or you might want to think about talking to somebody about the diagnosis. It only had taken 3 or 4 minutes, but I think it would have softened the blow.
If you had a chance to say to the NHS how it feels from a patient point of view to have birdshot, this is your chance. Tell the NHS what it feels as you as a patient to have birdshot.
It feels bewildering. You feel very alone. You feel in a state of shock. It's quite a lonely experience, that's what I would say. But that's a human reaction, and it's not necessarily a priority for the NHS. Emotional support, emotional well-being, yes, it's part of it, but I'm not sure that it's the end-all and be-all of it. Everybody has to deal with a horrible diagnosis at some point, whether it's heart disease or cancer or whatever. So it's a universal experience, I think. The feelings that I have could have been triggered by having any number of diseases. It just happens to be in my case that it was birdshot. So it's a fairly standard human reaction of having a nasty diagnosis.